Well, hello, beautiful people of God. We are continuing in our mini-series, Lesson 9, Devoted to Fellowship, the conclusion of our Devoted to Fellowship lessons. And today, we want to understand that Kingdom Fellowship is truly a place where we can be transparent, where we can be vulnerable. It truly should be for us an element of community. Community, you know, where you can let your hair down, where you can be yourself, where you can, you know, all of those elements within community. You don't have to show up who you think somebody wants you to be. You show up as who you are, right? And you allow the fellowship to love and lift you and encourage you and motivate you and walk with you and talk with you, right? And so God is saying that He wants us to understand the beauty and the benefits of being devoted to Kingdom Fellowship. To be able to rejoice with those who rejoice and to weep with those who weep, as the Bible says. But the overarching question that I truly believe the Holy Spirit wants to ask each and every one of us today, or whenever you're listening to this, is, are we too busy? Are we too preoccupied with our own lives? Are we too preoccupied with our own tasks, roles, responsibilities, to where what we're really doing is diminishing the value of being devoted to fellowship? See, we have to really get serious about some things, because the Spirit of the Lord is saying there should be a devotion to what I've called you to do. And so we can get so caught up in our own lives, our own issues. Well, God, you're calling me to rejoice, you know, but I'm in a season of weeping. You're calling me to, you know, weep, but God, I'm in a season of rejoicing, you know. And so we don't understand the significance of being right there with our brother and sister in Christ, and how that can truly lift them and encourage them and spur one another forward, as the Bible says in the book of Hebrews. And so we have to understand the beauty and the benefits of not being too busy to where we are not following through, engaging ourselves, be deliberate and intentional of the engagement and the follow through within our kingdom crew. Maybe your crew is right there within your local assembly, and as well as, you know, some of you, you know, I'm military, and so sometimes your kingdom crew is diversified, right? It's spread abroad, okay? And so, but God is saying, are we too busy to where we're not reaching out? Are we too busy to where, you know, are we too overwhelmed within ourselves to where we're not being vulnerable? We're trying to show up as somebody who exemplifies all this strength when really right now we weeping, when really right now we need to cry, when really right now we need somebody to lift our hands up. Are we too, you know, preoccupied with personas? Are we too preoccupied with our own issues and our family? Yes, God is saying family is good, but truly understand that kingdom fellowship is also your kingdom crew, which is also your family. So let's not minimize the element and the responsibility that we should have as kingdom citizens to still be devoted to fellowship in my kingdom crew. Yes, I have time for my family, but God also allows me to follow through with my kingdom crew, to reach out to my kingdom crew, to walk with my kingdom crew, to do life with my kingdom crew. God doesn't want the kingdom fellowship to always be one-sided. That's why he's asking us, are we too busy? So what do I mean when I say he doesn't want the kingdom fellowship to always be one-sided? Is God doesn't want it to be always the person in need being the one to reach out. The person who needs to be vulnerable, who's trying to be transparent, who needs prayer, who needs to talk things through, who needs the hands being lifted. God doesn't want that person to take on the weight of saying, man, but nobody ever follows through. Man, but this supposed to be this kingdom family, this kingdom crew, but I'm the only one that's doing the engagement. I'm the only one that's doing the initiation. So God is saying, are we too busy to where we're not saying, hey, you know what? You asked for prayer. Hey, how you doing with that? Let's follow up on that. check in. Are we too busy to check back in with people? Not to overwhelm, not to get on their nerves, but God, Spirit, lead me, touch my heart on when I need to follow up. Spirit of God, remind me. Let me put it on my calendar. Let me put it in my reminder. Let me put it in my phone or whatever. Let me put it on my physical somewhere in my office that or wherever I look at all the time to where I can say, hey, remember to check back in with so-and-so. Or, hey, and remember to initiate conversation and laughter and reach out to so-and-so. Something as simple as, hey, send me a text message today. Send me an emoji on how you're doing about the situation we just talked about. Or, hey, I'm just thinking about you. And it can be such a quick text, but are we too busy? That is the question that God is asking us. Pastor Piper, in the series that he was doing on the war against Kingdom Fellowship is in this particular teaching, from Sunday the 25th of September, he posed a statement and he said, if fellowship, church, or the assembly is of God, the flesh will fight against it. And he gave his whole bullet number one was to reflect and reveal to us how Kingdom Fellowship, the church, and your local assembly is of God. And so if we become too busy to engage, if we become too busy to reach out, if we become too busy to initiate follow-through and follow-ups and check-ins, you know, and just contact, hey, I'm just thinking about you. If we are too busy to do that, we then have to ask ourselves, is this truly a fight within my flesh against the call of kingdom responsibility that I have to my kingdom crew, who those God has led and purposed me to be in their lives for? Help us, Holy Spirit, to understand how the follow-through, how the engagement, how the reaching out, how the, hey, how you doing, how the, I was thinking about you, hey, how you doing on that prayer request, how you doing about that thing we just talked about. It means so much to somebody that alone can be what spurs us forward. Help us, Holy Spirit. I pray that we are truly getting what God is saying in this conclusion to our mini-series section on being devoted to fellowship according to Acts 2:42. And I'm going to leave us with this. Again, Pastor Piper in the teaching from September 25th, he asked us, are you in fellowship? And I want to add to his question, or are you only in convenience when you have the time? When you feel like you're in need? Are you truly devoted to fellowship, or are you only in convenience? Because God is saying, come on, we got some homework to do in order to truly learn what this kingdom fellowship and this kingdom crew, what it requires of us, what it provides for us, the beauty of it, the benefits of it, the responsibility of it for one to another, so where we're walking, where two are better than one, so that we have somebody to lift us up when we fall, so that we have somebody to cheer us on when we're getting discouraged, or whatever the case may be, that we have support and community as we're growing in the things of God, as we're living in this world, trying not to be of the world or bottled and weighed and weary because of the weight of the world. And so our homework, God is saying, is to Google or to pull out your Bibles and to look for the kingdom crew, the kingdom being devoted to fellowship examples that are in your word. Remember, we're devoted to the word also, okay? And so God is saying, I need you to open up Luke chapter 1 and read about the kingdom fellowship reaction and dynamics of Mary and Elizabeth. He says, I need for you to Google and open up your Bible to the roles and the responsibility and the beauty and the dynamic of the kingdom crew within Moses and Joshua in the book of Exodus. I need you to open up your word and begin to see the kingdom crew, the devoted to fellowship, relationship, community dynamics within Ruth and Naomi in the book of Ruth. I need you to follow the example of Elijah and Elisha from the book of 1st or 2nd Kings. I need for us to see the kingdom crew and not being too busy so that we can be the Malachi to the Esther in the book of Esther. I need for us to see how we can't be too busy to be the Paul to the young Timothys in the book of 1st and 2nd Timothy. See, God is wanting us to understand how we are to be available. Yes, we can say, hey, how about this time? Yes, we can schedule the times if we need to. But it doesn't take anything from us to shoot a text message. It doesn't take anything from us to engage. What God is saying, are we too busy? Are we truly in fellowship, or are we only in convenience? Oh, my goodness, God, help us to self-reflect, self-assess, to repent. Help us, Holy Spirit, right? Help us, God, to where we're able to be in fellowship, where we follow through, where we reach out, to where we can be transparent and vulnerable and in the community. Help us to do the homework of reminding ourselves, oh, God, in this conclusion of the Devoted to Fellowship mini-series element, before we move on into our last focus of pillar from Acts 2:42 in our mini-series on being devoted to prayer. But I will see you guys again in your ear gates, okay? In your ear gates and in DC House Kingdom Fellowship chat group, where we are posting these things so that you can make yourself accessible and we can accessible to them, and that we can truly embrace and be discipled, trained up in righteousness. Are we too busy for fellowship, or are we only in it for convenience? My, 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 my. God bless y'all. Love you much.